Wow, a live episode.
Live episode.
Live Whoa. Episode. Yeah, it's hot. That's okay.
It's hot mic.
Hot mic. Hot mic coming through. Speaking of hot mics and cool things happening around town, thanks for joining me, Plastic Owl.
Hey, my pleasure, Solo.
Back up on the top of Burnaby Mountain, 90.1 FM. We're going to talk about mushroom music tonight.
Mushroom music.
Yes, we have some really, really cool stuff. And we also have a cassette that almost got eaten.
Yeah, we killed a tape deck.
Well, we didn't kill it.
It was that cursed tape that killed the tape deck.
The tape killed it. So help us get a new cassette player here. Also, new releases from Modern Biology. Taryn from Vancouver. Some cool stuff. He plugs mushrooms and plants into modular synthesizers.
Yes.
Very cool. So we'll listen to a whole bunch of that. We'll also listen to a little bit of John Cage in there. And because he was big on mushrooms as well. John Cage got a shout out during the concert. We'll talk about the concert. We'll play some stuff. Hopefully we'll be able to pipe in a cassette from next door.
Cassette.
It might be in mono, so deal with it. But we'll have some cool stuff.
Doesn't the website broadcast in mono?
No, it broadcasts in stereo.
Really?
Yeah, the stream is 128 kbps.
I never have headphones on.
Yeah, we gotta join us on left and right channel. And of course, if you want to tune in, you can join us on 90.1 FM on your radio. You can also join us cgsf.ca and across various apps for streaming. Podcast versions available specifically of Bitcoover on soundcloud.com/Bitcoover, and you can tune in bitcoover.com, all that good stuff. This is our theme song, of course, Glückschmerz from Schnoodlebug. Super, super cool stuff. We'll fade that down as we get our first track of the evening, which is Hibiscus from Plant Music Volume 2, Fruits and Flowers of Hawaii by Modern Biology. That's Taryn from Vancouver. Super, super cool stuff. And this album was released in 2022, so we will play you a little bit of hibiscus music.
Thank you.
bonus tracks.
Rambutan.
Yeah, Rambutan is one of the regular tracks. But these are from Plant Music Volume 2, Fruits and Flowers of Hawaii by Modern Biology. Mm. And he is not only an electronic musician, but also he's very highly educated in the field of biology. Mm. And to make these sounds, he connects plants, mushrooms, all kinds of stuff, to modular synthesizers, and uses the bioelectric changes between the plant world and the electronic world, the synthesized world, to create music that's interpreted by humans. And obviously there's a, you know,
there's the interface between...
There is, yeah because it's normally CV, control voltage. Mm. So it sends the CV and gate as well is usually what's being sent to modular synthesizers. Control voltage being a voltage that can be applied to different types of either filters or oscillators or effects or step sequencers, all that kind of stuff. And then a gate is a signal that either sends a signal
on or off.
Exactly. So, Plant Music Volume 2. If you go to modernbiology.bandcamp.com, there's a whole bunch of really cool stuff. There's several releases. Field Notes, of which we have the cassette version. Tiger Lily, Plant Ragas, Mushroom Dance, Plant Music Volumes 1 and 2, and Amanita Mushroom Music. Mm. We'll be playing some selections of those. We've also got some stuff queued up from his SoundCloud as well, too. Plant Music Volume 1. Some other things, we'll talk a little bit about John Cage.
Mushrooms.
Yeah, he was the founder of the New York, or the, yeah, the New York,
Mycological
Society.
Mycological Society. Yes,
yep.
Thank you.
Yep. We've also got some music from New Hampshire artist Mason Armand, Mushroom Music Volume 1, that was released in May. So, hey, actually, we could get that on the playlist.
On the playlist.
Yeah. Very, very cool stuff. We were listening to that before. Nanotopia from Toronto, Ontario. A few other things. Michael Loco from Asheville, North Carolina. And then... a whole bunch of technical things on how to get a stuck cassette out. We did eventually get it out.
We got it out,
although we do need a new cassette deck here up at the studio. So
it's a good thing, because Fun Drive is coming up.
Yeah, we won't talk about that too much, but my good friend Plastic Owl and I generally have a jam-packed show for you. We may even do a live performance. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Maybe.
We'll see.
We'll get back. Get back to you.
Yeah, we'll have my people call your people. We'll do lunch.
Mm.
So we're listening to Rambutan. Have you ever had a rambutan?
I have.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Can you show me a picture of one?
Absolutely.
I think that album art kind of looked like a rambutan. Yeah, that was a rambutan.
Yeah.
She could buy some.
Yeah, they're pretty good. What's the difference? Rambutan, lychee, and long an. Long an literally means dragon eye.
Oh, yeah, I've had that one.
Yeah, long an is very good. Lychee is very good.
Mm.
Lychee, rambutan. Gotta love that tropical fruit.
It doesn't taste... Apparently, it tastes way better if you go over there. I've never been anywhere tropical.
The
import
long
really
on,
does a number.
The long an and the lychee in Hong Kong were very good.
Mm.
Very good.
Would you say better than here? Or
probably, because they're not shipped across the ocean.
I think the shipping really does a number on
them. It's like blueberries or cranberries from BC. They're really good.
Fruit tourism needs to become a thing. Is it? I don't know.
Yuzu. I like yuzu.
Yuzu ice cream. Ooh, yuzu
jelly.
Soda.
Yuzu soda.
I bought that
good.
$5 yuzu soda.
From Konbini.
And this is pretty good.
Big shout outs to Konbini. We love Konbini. We were there just a little while ago. Yeah. May go have a little bit of that iced coffee.
This episode is not sponsored by
Sponsored at all. No. CGSF, the views expressed on this program do not reflect CGSF. But they do reflect, you know, plants that are being plugged into modular synthesizers.
Yes.
So, some cool stuff. We'll play a couple more tracks from Plant Music Volume 2, Fruits and Flowers of Hawaii, and then we will get into side one of...
the tape.
Yes. Field Notes. Nice. All right. This next one is entitled Mottled Spurge. Mm. Plant Music Volume 2, Fruits and Flowers of Hawaii by Vancouver's very own Modern Biology. And you are listening to Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only mushroom podcast. Some liner notes of this album for Radioland. This is Taryn speaking. I recorded this album live on the Big Island of Hawaii in December of 2021. I used the Instro Scion to convert bioelectric changes in various fruits and flowers into CV control voltage changes in various synthesizers, including the Instro Seich, the Roland Juno 6A, the Moog Mother 32, Moog Mother. Back in the studio, I used the Prophet 6 and the Casio SK1 for pads, drones, and additional support.
That's my favorite synth.
Yeah, honestly, the Prophet is a beautiful synthesizer.
No, I was talking about the SK1.
Oh, SK1 is nice. I like the Prophet synths are so good. I used the amazing field recordings of the soundtracker, Gordon Hempton, with his permission to supplement my own field recordings on many of the tracks. And then there were two bonus tracks that were available, Cacao and Desert Shaggy Mane Mushroom, and we're listening to Desert Shaggy Mane right now. Mm. And then after this track, I will jump next door and we're going to pipe in some cassette tape.
Cassette.
Yeah, it'll probably sound mono, but you know what, that's
It's worth it.
It's worth it. After all of that...
It's the analog goodness.
I totally agree with you.
That listeners are craving.
I totally agree with you. Probably what I'll need to do when I get home is make a rip of the cassette, and then I'll splice that in. Because you'll actually get stereo. I don't know if you'll get stereo out of this one kind of thing. Mm. But we're not supposed to acknowledge that on air, so it's okay. Mm. And, you know, when things go out on demand, you gotta give them a, you know, an editing pass.
Mm, can I read this?
What's it about?
About the Instaro?
Oh, absolutely.
Scion.
Yeah, please do.
The Scion is a beautiful... No, is that... Sorry, my screen's cracked. I read things wrong. The Scion is a biofeedback sensor built into a quad random voltage generator. Design is based on the MIDI sprout by Data Garden. It translates biofeedback data sourced from contact with organic surfaces into musically useful control signals. Tiny fluctuations in surface conductance on organic materials stimulate control voltage and gate signal changes that can be used to modulate and permutate your patch. Dynamic control over biofeedback sensitivity allows you to quickly adapt any input source to a useful range of responsiveness. Apply the sensor pads to your houseplants, your own skin. When no sensor cables are used, it's simply touching the capacitive leaf electrodes with your finger will create random voltages from life itself. Scion offers the ability to make music with all living things. Scion is a young shoot or stem, useful for sprouting or forming new roots, a descendant of a noble family. 280 pounds.
Nice. I'm going to run next door. So, talk to the people for 20 seconds.
Okay. What can I say? It sounds pretty good.
It does.
Thank you for this music. Specifications. Gold touch plates for direct interface with biofeedback sensor. 4-0 to 5 volt CV outputs with independent attenuators and slew controls. 4 gate outputs. 4 gate inputs for triggering ratcheted subdivisions or sample and hold style clocking. 4 hold buttons to freeze each channel current state. CV controllable sensitivity 0 to 5 volt range. CV controllable note decency 0 to 5 volt range.
Alright, now we're going to listen to a cassette.
I had nothing else. I didn't know what I was going to say.
This is side A of Field Notes from Modern Biology. Please enjoy in all of its analog, slightly unbalanced goodness.
Is it in stereo? It sounds pretty good.
I mean, it kind of is, but it kind of isn't.
Mm, yeah. Off-centered mono.
I know, delicious, right?
Mmm.
Yep, we'll just let it play.
Thank you very much.
Vancouver FM, Mushrooms and Music.
Hi, Mike.